Welcome to Brands and Campaigns, the stories and people behind clever marketing moves, powered by EKR. I'm your host, Camden Burnett, Creative Director and Head of Brand Strategy at EKR. All right, so today we're going to talk about the KitKat AI Have AI Break ad that we talked about with Matt and Tommy. And today I'm joined by Tony Bowie, who is a designer here at EKR, one of our recent interns, and has been doing great stuff for us and great, very creative individual. So I wanted to have him and his thoughts on this episode and this ad. So thank you, Tony, for being here with us.
Yeah, thank you, Camden. I'm excited.
So the first question I want to ask you is, you being, you're right now in the industry working with us, but you're also in school still. With AI and how it's kind of exploded in the last, you know, I don't know how long it's been now, a year and a half? It's all blur now. Is that being talked about in your education? Is it something that's being brought up as far as the creative aspect of it, like generative AI and using it for design and whatnot? Has academics caught up to it, or is it still kind of a go figure it out type of thing?
Yeah, I feel like with the rise of like ChatGPT and all this image generation stuff, like I've had professors who are really big into it and they're like, we got to learn how to use all this. Like, here's all these tools and stuff you can go try. And I've had some professors who are a little more wary of it and think like it's just like a shortcut to getting creative work done. But I think one thing that's been consistent is all of them like feel the need to stay up to date with it and know what's going on, and then to make sure we're educated on it as well. And I've seen like a lot of killer work come out of our program at BYU with AI and stuff. But I think the biggest thing that we've seen that's been helpful is just like staying on top of trends. Cause like, if you don't learn it, someone else will.
Yeah. Yeah. Marketing, digital marketing, especially, like there's so many things that you might learn something and they can change next week. So you got to be up to speed on that. Is there any professors or anybody who's like not letting you use it for work? Like, is anybody doesn't want you to use it, or is everyone just okay with it if you're using it for projects and stuff?
I think like for the comp stage, like when we're just coming up with ideas and concepts, most everyone's pretty cool with using it. But they're pretty big on making sure that like our final work and the final stuff we create isn't totally dependent on it. Like, you know, we use it as a tool, but it's not like a crutch.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am not in school anymore myself, obviously, but I feel like I go back and forth. Sometimes I'm like, man, there's things that it can't do as well as I feel like a human can still do. And I don't want it to just be this crutch that we all use. And there's nothing about, you know, human inspiration and creativity. But at the same time, like you said, there are so many opportunities I can see how it could be useful and how it's done well. I'm like, oh yeah, this is definitely a tool to have in the tool belt. You just got to, basically, if you're not creative and using AI, you're not going to be as good as someone who is creative and using AI, right? As long as if you have it as a tool and an option and something to help expand what you're already doing well, great. If you think, well, I suck at this, but now AI can make me good at it, it's not going to probably be working in that way, right? Cool. Okay. So specifically about this KitKat ad, first of all, have you ever had the Canadian KitKat?
I have not. No.
Okay. Both of us got to try that.
Apparently it's a way. I like KitKats though, like American KitKats. So I'm curious to see if the Canadian one's that much better.
It's probably just biased. Those guys are full of it.
Yeah.
Just kidding. They put maple syrup in it, maybe. Just kidding. Okay. So yeah, I had never heard about this before until this ad, and I tested it a little bit. I kind of forgot about it. Haven't gone back to try to apply the take a break aspect to AI, tell it to take a break. But that was interesting to me. Is like, you know, it's not a real person, but if you tell it to like take a break, supposedly it gives better results. It makes a difference at least. And so not diving into the science or programming reason that might be, it was obviously very relevant of an insight for these guys to, you know, have a break is KitKat's whole thing. And so to be able to have that insight with something that was relevant to their branding with taking a break, and then the current zeitgeist, the conversation that is AI, a great pairing of those things. When you have gone about creating work, whether in the your professional career or in your school, how do you usually go about like finding the insight to build around? And not that there's necessarily a set guaranteed process. I'm sure it's kind of get something from wherever it can come from. But do you have a process with, okay, idea time, where do you start?
Yeah, I'd say like, I don't know, for me, in my opinion, if you're trying to find a killer idea and you're trying to force it, you're not going to find a good idea. Like how it's Matt and Tommy, right?
That's
their names. Yeah. Like they were talking about how this insight for KitKat just came from because one of their dads like worked in the AI field or computer science and heard this one thing. I found for me, like I just sit down, like get a ton of information, learn as much as I can about the brand or product and just sort of let it marinate. And then when I'm out in the real world, usually I'll see some totally unrelated thing and that's what triggers the idea. And I'm like, oh, like that actually makes sense. But I found that like trying to force an idea like just really doesn't bring an insight like this. Like if Kit Kat came to them and they were like, hey, like we need a cool young way to like show that Kit Kat's like modern and techie, like I don't know if this idea would have popped in their heads.
Yeah, that's a great point. And it's hard because creative as a department or as a skill, it's crucial, but different from other departments in an ad agency or a marketing team, because it is, like you said, you can't force it necessarily. I shouldn't say you can force anything. You shouldn't force any of your services. But let's say you're working on like digital marketing. You can set up like your Google ads, your social media to run a certain way. You can optimize for the budget. You can select your geography. You can kind of just like do it. Like, you know, okay, it's done. It's set. It's done. And you can estimate your hours based on that. An idea happens when it happens and in the way it happens, and it gets developed the way it happens. And so it's hard sometimes to fit our discipline into like, you know, time tracking and due dates and deadlines and stuff, because it's like, well, I can't tell you when it's going to be done because it's done when it's done. And so we do it. I'm not arguing against tech tracking time or that you should never have any due dates or any accountability at all, but it is easier said than done. And the importance of having, because if KitKat is like, hey, we need a new ad, there's so many, you could have talked about how good it tastes, the price, compare it to someone else, something seasonal, an AI insight, like any different direction you could take. But identifying first an insight, like, hey, did you know that if you tell AI to take a break, it gives better answers? And that's, ooh, that's something like that's connected to our brand. Yeah, you said you can't force it. I'm just repeating your succinct line if you can't force it. But basically, that's my yes, I agree to that. Mm-hmm. Very, very true. As a general takeaway, having listened to that episode and seen that ad, any other insights or anything stand out to you as kind of lessons or things that were cool or interesting?
I think the biggest thing to me is they had the insight and they were able to connect the Kit Kat with the concept of taking a break. But it's not like they needed to create some cool new product or like website or some like ridiculous thing. But they're like, hey, like Kit Kat and AI are connected. We built this whole elaborate process or like you go on this website, it's this whole thing. And I feel like sometimes in advertising we feel the need to, like, once we have an idea we're like, I have to do something crazy with this, like I have to go way out of the box. But they just made a TV spot that was pretty much just informational, like, hey, like this thing works. And they just sort of connected the two concepts, and it honestly was, I think, way better than if they tried to like force some new campaign or build this whole thing around it. They were just able to say like, hey, there's this connection here, and have a Kit Kat. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, and now when people are using ChatGPT and these kind of softwares, when they take that advice, they're going to think Kit Kat.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because like, they understand the limit of the connection, right? Like Kit Kat is not a tech company. They honestly have nothing to do with AI other than that little take a break line. And so they just said, hey, little fun thing, not to what's current and relevant. Keep in mind Kit Kat. But you're right. They're trying to have this whole like, you know, a Kit Kat chat bot or something that they were going like, and again, maybe there's some idea that I haven't thought of that could still work, but like, at first glance, it's like, okay, yeah, you have a very brief little connection, take advantage of it. It's cool. Makes us think about you and move on to the next idea. Yeah. Interesting. Anything else stand out to you?
I love that they really like proved the point themselves, like in their little case study video. Uh-huh. They weren't just like, this one researcher said this, like the fact that they went in depth and like they were talking on that one episode, like they spent hours and hours combing through ChatGPT and testing the results themselves and going through all this data. I think that made the video like 100 times stronger, being able to watch it and see specific examples and percentages instead of them just like citing a source. I think that was one thing that a lot of people can take into account when they're working on their campaigns, is like, what work can they do themselves to prove their point? Not just like, hey, like this study says this, or this statistic says this, but being able to demonstrate it in your own way. Mm-hmm. I thought that was really powerful.
I honestly, the fact that they made a video, I want to talk about the video production for a minute, because if you had that insight, to me, the initial like low hanging fruit way to grab that is like a simple graphic or like a social media post, like a tweet or something like that, to just be like, ha, interesting, like here's a little connection. Because there's nothing really inherently visual, because the Kit Kat bar has nothing to do with AI, the candy itself, and AI is a bunch of text and input and code, nothing to do with chocolate. And so the way they showed the video and the thing that stood out to me is, honestly, I didn't think about it at first. I went back and watched it again, but how effective the music is. Mm-hmm. The way they use like the typing sound becomes like on a loop to make kind of like a beat. And then they have little jump in of sounds from like little like tech, like 8-bit video games. Like they have little like tech is the best way I can say it, like computer type of sounds and stuff, to where what could be inherently boring, which is just seeing things on a type on a screen, it actually kind of flowed through and popped up and bing and popped. And they made these sounds where I was like, pretty as exciting as a video about AI searching could probably be, this one was it. And so I think that was well done. I should have asked them about that. I don't know who made the audio, where that came from. I'm sure it was all custom, but yeah. You've done more, being on an actual art direction student, design student, you've done more actual production than I have. I'm usually on the copywriting side. Do you have any guesses on where, like how would you make an audio like that? It's okay if you don't know the answer, but like with that custom audio and that stuff, do you have any ideas how they probably came put that together?
I might be making something up, but I could have sworn they mentioned like working with a specific producer.
Oh, did they? I need to go back and listen to it again.
I think they might have mentioned, and like they wanted the keyboard sounds kind of driving the story. And I'm pretty sure they mentioned, I obviously don't remember who the person was, but it was definitely all custom. I remember them mentioning that.
Did they mention what tool they used? Like what program they used?
I wonder
if it's just like a, yeah. Well, look at you. You're remembering my episode better than I was. I need to go back and listen again. But yeah, now that you mentioned it, I think they did mention that as well. Mm-hmm. Anyways, good stuff. Just a little nod for the importance of something that might not... Like the main idea is the core idea, obviously. It's important what drives it, but like it can be make or break with production. And I thought it was a nicely done audio treatment, that it was like, this is not boring where it could have been really boring. Mm-hmm. Cool. So as you watch that and think about it, let's say you're KitKat or the agency, I guess, working for KitKat. You see this come out, it gets a little buzz, you know, covered on, you know, Ad Age or wherever it was listed and talked about on podcasts like this, and it was pretty good, let's say, success. Do you take that and feel the need to like build upon it and make a full like campaign about this? Or do you feel like you just fully leave it alone and do your next thing that's nothing to do with AI? Like what do you think the next step is if you're KitKat or the agency making recommendations for them?
Yeah, I think that's like a really hard question, because like, I don't know, just an example from like my schooling, like I'll come up with an idea for like a print ad, or I'll come up with a fun headline. I'm like, oh, like this is a fun concept. And then for like the class or whatever, they're like, okay, and now we need like a video and a print and social media all built around this idea. And then it feels like by the end of it, you're just tacking stuff onto it that is like not that good, but you're like, oh, I have to make it like a whole campaign. I got to like add more stuff. So I think, I don't know, if I were in their position, I would just like see if another idea came about the same way, just like that natural insight. But I don't know if, I think with where it's at, honestly, it's pretty good to leave it and go on to the next thing, unless like some killer idea comes along. I don't know. Yeah, that's my two cents.
Yeah, it's something that I asked not only specifically about this KitKat ad, but in general in our work, in our agency at EKR, I sometimes have struggled knowing that there are some clients that come in the door and know exactly what they want and say, we need, you know, something for these channels that runs for this long and blah, blah, blah. Okay, we can do that. But there are some clients that are also like, hey, we need marketing help. Like, tell us what we should do. Where should we run stuff? What should it be? And we can recommend stuff. And it's nice to have that kind of, you know, big sandbox to play in, so to speak. Mm-hmm. But sometimes I've wondered like, well, do we need to recommend a quote unquote campaign, which is like, has a long life, multi-channel, different iterations around the same like slogan or message or idea. Those are good. And I like those. But sometimes I'm like, sometimes you just have a one-off ad that is good, or a one-off something, an event, or a, you know, a one-off, whatever that is.
Yeah.
And it's hard to know sometimes to plan in advance. Like you said, like we talked about before, creativity sometimes will just strike and you don't necessarily have it forced to, when you're trying to build out a budget for a client and say, all right, for the next 6 months, here's how we're going to spend your money you have available. I feel the need sometimes in advance to be like, okay, we're going to use these channels for a campaign, or to say in advance, we're going to do a one-off ad and here's, but I don't know yet. It's kind of the chicken before the egg. Like I don't know what to charge you and how things are going to need to be used until we have the idea and have the plans. Oh, that would make a good video. That would be a good billboard. That would be a good whatever. I don't know in advance. So I don't know. I'm not asking you to solve all the agency problems right now, but do you have any thoughts or insight about that? Like when it comes to pre-planning where you're going to run ads before you even have the idea?
Yeah, I think that's hard, honestly. I feel like it's important to remember that like advertising is just meant to solve a business problem. Mm-hmm. And that if you have a company that just like, hey, here's $5 million, like go do a campaign, but they don't know what their goal is and they don't know who they're trying to target or like what impact they're trying to have, or they're trying to build their brand. Like if you just throw money at nothing, then you're not really solving any problem. So I think like, I don't know.
$5 million is a good problem to have though. I wouldn't mind $5 million.
Yeah. Yeah. But just being able to think about what your goal is and have something that you can measure and be like, okay, in 6 months or 12 months, where do we want to be? And like, from there you decide what channels are the best to get there instead of just like, okay, I guess we'll do billboards. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you feel locked in and yeah, it's an ongoing challenge. We're not the only ones facing those kind of challenges, but that made me think about that. And I think this ad from KitKat or for KitKat from Courage that we talked to those guys about is evidence of the importance in having like a good strategic relationship, a strategic partnership relationship with your agency or with you as a client, if you are the agency, because this is something like it just came out the way it did, right? Like you said before, they weren't sent on a mission to come up with an AI related KitKat ad. It just kind of just stumbled upon it. And they probably had other things in place, other plans in place that they were going to be doing work for them and had the relationship to say, hey, also besides the things we're talking about, here's a little idea. And we weren't talking about doing this video. We weren't talking about capturing any of this concept, but we have an idea. Do you want to chase this? To be able to be nimble and flexible to do those things as they come up, that's important, because even if you have a really good plan in place for like long-term agency of record kind of relationships, if you're not looking for those real-time, current, relevant opportunities or the insights as they come, you're probably missing out on, well, you are missing out on them. And so whether if you're listening to this and you're someone working for a brand or you are the brand getting the help, that's my encouragement, I guess, is make sure that you're being nimble and flexible enough and keeping budget flexible enough that you aren't too locked into something that no longer is allowing you to capture current opportunities or to be creative in the moment. And again, easier said than done, but that's my little soapbox, I guess, for the episode is be flexible, be nimble. Mm-hmm. Anything about the production? I mentioned the music in the video, but like anything from a designer perspective that stood out? Or
I think you mentioned it in the episode, but the little cursor, the blinking line, that was the KitKat bar.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Like that just like tied it. That was like a little cherry on top for me. I was like, that is a killer detail. Just to be able to like think of the small things like that just like made the video so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the big thing for me. I loved that.
They use the KitKat to break and make the little eye, like the little dot of the AI. The eye in AI was a KitKat. And yeah, just nice, succinct. Good. It's good. Also evidence of just knowing your branding. Like not that they have to only ever do break, take a break, have a break, that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But that has been so much, you know, back to that jingle of, you know, break now piece of that KitKat bar. That break is still something that they're finding current relevant application of. And so it's understanding kind of that identity or having established an identity early that is usable, I guess. Nothing more to say about that other than like good job. That's clearly an on-brand ad, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But awesome. Well, I feel like there's something, I don't know what the insight is because I'm still thinking about it, but there's been a few episodes we've had lately on this podcast with people who have done these like candies or like consumer, like we had Oreo, Kit Kat, Starburst. There's something about these like consumer goods, like these low cost commodity goods that you see like in the gas station that people seem to be able to get really like creative with, like, and again, obviously it's in nature of I haven't invited everyone in the world to be on the podcast yet, so maybe there's someone out there that would join us that hasn't been in that category at all, but there's something about these like candy brands or candy snacks that they all do some kind of clever creative stuff, it seems like. I don't know what it is, so been thinking about that.
Yeah.
Any ideas of who we need to get on? Who should be our next? Who you want to shout out here if we can get them on the podcast next? Any good work you've seen recently that's impressed you?
I'm trying to think. I've been looking at like a ton of spec work, like student awards lately. So I don't know if that even counts.
Oh, nice.
Like Young Ones awards from the past few years. I don't know if there's any specific campaign that I've seen super recently that's like blows my mind. Oh, have you seen the British Airways? Have you seen those?
Yeah.
The out of home. I freaking love those.
Yeah. Yeah, that's very, it's been talked about a lot on like LinkedIn and different channels.
Yeah.
yeah, a good way of just showing a moment that doesn't have to even put the brand front and center. I mean, it is because people recognize it, but that's, yeah, the power of their brand is they just capture like the essence of an experience and not just like, here's the logo and here's our name and here's the call to action. But like, yeah, you see it and you're like, oh yeah, travel.
Yeah. I love from a design perspective when you throw every little rule out the window of like what an ad should have, like, and here's the headline and here's your picture. And then you put your copy at the bottom, but just like blowing up the airplane big and having someone peek out the window and like, I don't know, being able to see that visually and like think, oh yeah, like that's an experience I want to have. Yeah. That's something I've done before. That's way more powerful than like new discounts on fares for British Airways. I don't know. Just being able to like put something in a space where it doesn't just blend in with every other ad that people see, I think it's just brilliant.
And I'm a little envious sometimes of, not envious, because we can do that at our agency too sometimes, but I'm a little envious of the opportunities to be quote unquote creative for big international or national brands like that, that do have recognition. Because if British Airways was like a up and coming startup brand, that not people, it wouldn't work. You'd have to show the logo. You'd have to, because people need to know who you are. But when you have like British Airways or like the McDonald's Arches or the Nike swoosh, you can do things that don't even show your product in it necessarily. And it's like, oh yeah, that was a good ad, or Apple, things like that. And so it's not that saying you can do awesome things for smaller brands. It's not what I'm saying, but sometimes you have to sneak like, this is an ad by this brand and here's how you can get in touch with us and here's what we sell. It has to be a little bit more salesy, I feel like, because if it's just purely brand essence, people are like, ooh, that looks cool. But who's the brand behind that? You can't do that as much. So it's nice when you have this big, huge recognition that you can just kind of start being more almost like artistic. Like it's more like just beauty in advertising as opposed to salesy stuff. And
yeah,
that's a good example. How do you think they made those? So like those photos, do you think they have like a, is it purely like Photoshop? Did they put like a fake wind or an airplane side up and stick someone behind that? Like they're not up in the air with them, right? Like how do they capture that, you think?
It's probably just pure Photoshop. Stuck a guy in a little window that looks like the same shape. And then they just like drag it onto the airplane.
I wonder. Yeah, that's what I would guess. But like, I wonder.
Or maybe they went and shot at a plane on the ground or something, and just like.
That's true. If it was in a plane, but just
something,
yeah. Because also, it's like the way they have it focused on the person is no one else is visible in any of the other windows, just the one that they're. Which in real, you know, if you can see inside one window, you would see in all the windows, and so not necessarily that realistic. But yeah, maybe we need to get them on. I'm not sure who was behind that, but we'll look into it.
Have you seen that? It's like these for McDonald's. They did it recently. It's like a little billboard, but not like up in the sky kind of billboard. Like you can walk up to it and it's literally just like a blank slate, but it just smells like McDonald's fries.
I haven't seen
like
that one.
They don't even need to have any branding. Like it's just, you just go up to it and like, just to prove that McDonald's fries are like so iconic, they just put these up and people go up and they're like, man, that smells like fries, like McDonald's.
That's funny.
And like, they didn't need a, like a headline or anything like that. They just stuck them out there and people would smell it and it worked.
There you go. I haven't seen that one. I need to look into that. Speaking of McDonald's and like an ad, as I've been traveling a little bit recently and just recognizing again how there's all kinds of signs and billboards in our world that people are advertising stuff, but those fast food restaurants, sometimes they'll build those signs on poles that are so high. So you can like see them above the tree line, like on the highway, like over in town, you know, like, and it's like, I don't know of any other brands that do that besides fast food places. Like there's some, I was in Tennessee recently and there's this McDonald's ad. I've never seen a sign, not an ad, but just the sign. I've never seen one that tall before. It must've been like 150 feet in the air. Cause you could just see it from the highway way over above the tree line in the city. And like, oh, there's a McDonald's over there. It's funny how they do that.
Iconic.
I wonder how people get like, that's another episode I want to talk about sometime is like, we talk about placing ads on like outdoor on billboards. Who gets to decide like where a billboard goes? Like I want to get into the, not just putting ads on billboards, but owning billboards business. Like you just contact the farmer that has a field over there and he lets you put one in there. Like there's some random places that billboards are stuck sometimes.
That's pretty funny.
Anyways, different topic though. So any final takeaways, words of wisdom, thoughts about the Kit Kat ad?
I think, okay, one thing that stuck out to me is like having a tagline or having some like established nature of Kit Kat with their Have a Break tagline being able to have something that's so adaptable is honestly so helpful. Like, because in 6 months, they're going to have some other clever idea with Have a Break, and it's going to make just as much sense as this one did. And it's going to make just as much sense as their marketing 10, 20 years ago. Like, being able to have a line or a concept that's so adaptable that you can fit it into the cultural moment is honestly pretty genius.
Well, and the line itself is trying to fit into the real life moments of all the different ways you need a break. Mm-hmm. Like, there's basically indirectly saying there's never a bad time for a Kit Kat. Like, it's always, you know, whenever you want a break, you associate that feeling with wanting a Kit Kat. Mm-hmm. Now, is everyone actually subconsciously like, oh my gosh, you need a Kit Kat now? Probably not. But like, it's, yeah, it's something like you said has legs. I saw an ad. I don't know if it was just like a spec piece or if they actually did it. I can't remember where I saw it, but someone had designed a bench, and like the little slats on the back of the bench were made to look like a, it was a Kit Kat bar coming out. Like the slats were bars of Kit Kat, and it was like a have a break, like on the bench where you would sit down and take a break. And yeah, very just a, an out, out, out of home kind of placement on the park bench. And it was, yeah, same kind of thing. I agree. Easier said than done. Easy to point to in hindsight and say, oh yeah, that's awesome. That's why it works so good. I don't know if they necessarily thought about that the first time they ever pitched that or had that decided, but yeah, it's definitely served them well.
Yeah. I'm working on a spec campaign with some friends right now for Barnes and Noble. And our insight is like the "and" in Barnes and Noble. We're like, oh, like "and," like it's connecting, helps you connect to stories and stuff. Like the power of "and" as a word. Huh. And we've had like so many ideas. When your insight is the word "and," there's a lot of different ways you can go with it.
Nice.
Yeah. But like, it's interesting to see just how the simplest ideas can really lend itself to a wide range of creative ideas.
For sure. Yeah. That's interesting. I'm curious to see how that comes out. Maybe we'll have to have you on and talk about that work in the next episode.
Yeah. We just shot a video on Friday. So
cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be following you. And for anybody else who's interested in following you and your work or getting in touch with you, what's the best way to do that, to either get in touch or follow you?
Okay. Hit me up on LinkedIn, Tony Bowie. I try to post more than I have before. So I have a lot of new work coming out pretty soon, which I'm excited about. I'm trying to wrap up my portfolio for the end of the semester. And then on Instagram at Tony Bowie Creative. I do not post on there as much as I should, but this is motivation for me to start doing it. Yeah, I just try to make fun stuff that actually means something. That's sort of my thing.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much for joining us today. And we loved having you at the agency as well and all your creative input. So yeah, he's definitely a good one to follow and keep in touch with if you can. Thank you for being on today. And thank you for anybody who's listened to the episode. We appreciate your time and attention. And we also look for feedback. If there's a type of thing you want to hear more of, if there's any feedback, how we can be more giving you the content you want, more entertaining, let us know. Because we love talking about this stuff. We want to make sure we're not the only ones that are getting enjoyment out of it. And so reach out to us and our comment on our socials and things like that, EKR. And we'll keep posting, keep finding good guests, and we will see you next time.